1073 Gospel Jams. Want to go to the phone line now and talk with Paul Porter, who's coming to Spiritfest 2021. Paul, how are you doing today?
I am greatly blessed, man. Just so much favor from God, man. I'm glad to be alive, and we're just excited about being with you today.
You're coming to the part of Spirit Fest on Sunday, 7th and 5th. The Canton Spirits is on the program, the Gospel Legends, the Williams Brothers, and we talk about legends. The Clark Sisters will be there, as well as Tamla Mann and Ty Tribbett. You're coming to do a special presentation. What is your presentation going to be all about for those that don't know just yet?
Well, I'm coming to represent and honor and tribute of Rance Allen. You know, for many, many years, he's been on the Spirit Fest as one of the headliners. And we lost Pastor Allen not long ago, and a great icon. And I toured for at least 20 years working back and forth with Rance, but maybe the last four consistently. And he was like a father figure, a brother, and a mentor. And at the end of the day, it was just devastating to us. But we lost an icon, but we can do that on this day of September the 5th, give tribute to him. So that's going to be my role, I guess, in the middle of the concert, to pay tribute to him by doing one of the songs that we recorded together.
And I guess with the fact what you just said, you traveled with him, or you've done a lot of things with him, this has a special place in your heart to be able to do this.
Yes, I'm so honored to do it and pay tribute to him. I know he's smiling down on us and from heaven, but I was asked to do it. It was a no-brainer because of the fact that the relationship that I had with him. And we were just going over it the other day. One of his colleagues, he said, Rance had to love you, because most of the time, Rance, when he recorded songs, he didn't really need anybody with this thunderous voice. Most people would call him the guest appear on record.
With Paul, one of the things I noticed about Bishop Rance Allen is that he made a lot of guest appearances with other gospel artists.
When you look at all of Rance's early recordings, he didn't have guest appearances. He did it all himself.
Right.
So for the favor of God to be on me, and literally we cut six songs together. We had one hit together that just really stuck with the people. But I went back and did Live in San Francisco with them with another song. He cut on my solo album. Then I did an album on Motown. So that was like four tunes there. We were nominated this year for a song that we sang together on at the Stellar Awards. And then there was another song that we did together. So we did six songs together over a 20-year period. We had one big record with You Did I Trust. It was nominated for a Grammy and won two Stellars.
He was never a difficult person to work with. His heart was so big.
Yeah, his heart was big. And if you'll notice, it was like almost two personalities on stage. He was this thunderous lion, but he was such a meek and humble lamb, he's so soft-spoken.
Yeah,
you know, you would think that voice can't be coming out of this same guy, because he, most of the time he'll put a little frown on him or raise his eyebrow and go, I don't know if we should do that or talk like that. And then when he comes out on stage, it's, whoa, and you're like, is this the same guy? And at the end of the day, this was just an honor for me and a no-brainer to come to the Spirit Fest September 5th and be with all of these iconic artists, but as well pay tribute to Rance. Yeah, it's just been incredible. We love that atmosphere. The people there are so nice.
Paul, real quickly, tell us about the song Radio Angels that you did years ago with the Christian Airs.
It was just a dream that I had, that radio announcers do so much, but sometimes get little recognition. But when you think about the sick in the hospital that can't move and they're sitting there listening to the radio, and then you're praying with the sick, helping people that you don't even see. So I started thinking about that and wrote the song. And it's just a great idea to put out a Radio Angels thing for the radio announcer. So we did that.
We've been talking about Spirit Fest. For those that may be on the fence about coming to Spirit Fest this year, what do you say to those people who are still trying to decide if they want to come?
Come and get blessed. God is still the same God he was before the pandemic. Those that need hope, those that need to feel loved, those that may be battling an addiction, or those that are recovering from a sickness, even if they recovered from COVID. I'm just saying this is a place to get a healing, because with all this anointing and all these anointed singers on stage, there's no way that when the praises go up, blessings got to come down.
For those that are just now joining us, I'm talking with Paul Porter. He's coming to Spirit Fest, and he's going to be doing a special tribute to the Reverend Rance Allen. Paul, we certainly do appreciate your time. Looking forward to sharing with you and hearing your heart as you present your ministry about Rance Allen. Any final words?
Well, I just want to say, everybody come out to Spirit Fest. It's an annual event. We want to see your face in place September the 5th. I'll be there along with Tabula Man, Ty Tribute, the Clark Sisters. This is going to be an incredible event.
Paul Porter coming to Spirit Fest and going to do a special tribute to Reverend Rance Allen. Always love your ministry and your spirit as well, and look forward to seeing and sharing with you on that particular Sunday.
Thank you, Dwayne.
God bless, man. Take care.
God bless you, too.
Paul Porter is coming to Spirit Fest Sunday, September the 5th, to pay special tribute to the late Reverend Rance Allen.